304. Title of this show, The Boys 2. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is
SMOOVE, spelled smooth, not Dwayne.
No Tiff this weekend, man. She has something to do and something to take care of, so she got her excuse card to roam the hallways and do what she does. So, man, we got some pretty groovy news this weekend, man. I love it when we got stuff to talk about. So, we have some casting news in the Marvel Universe. Two announcements in the Marvel Universe casting news, so we're going to talk about that. We have a new trailer for something that kind of just came out of nowhere, and I'm really interested to see what Dwayne has to say about this, how he's going to feel about this. And we got some big Star Wars news that we all been waiting for, because we got an announcement of a release date and one of yours and mine's favorite of favorites. And we're going to hit another list this weekend, man. So keeping in the spirits move of our superheroes.
Oh yeah.
We're going to go top five best worst superheroes. So wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, I had to on that one. That was took me about a whole day to figure that one out.
It surprised me how many loser ass superheroes it is out there, man.
Right.
I was like, damn. Yeah, I forgot. Damn. Anyway, and just like I said at the top of the key, yes, we are going to do a full, up-to-date, all episodes to Where the Boys Is Now, because it's a little different this time, Smooth. They ain't dropping them all so we can just watch the whole thing. They're doing them week per week.
Yeah.
And so if you want the full binging experience, you're going to have to wait another like 5-6 weeks for the rest of them to come out. So I think we got the first five we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So spoilers on that. And then that's going to do it. We're going to get on our hostesses and we're going to head out for that nice mid-noon set. So if that's good with you, you ready to roll?
Sure am. Let's do this.
Let's go. All right, man, we're back. We're ready to get this thing going, ready to get it moving, man. So before we go, Smooth, tell all the people where they can reach us at.
All right, I sure will. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, or via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, which I hope you're doing, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout your ass out on the air.
Very good, Smooth. Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jen Washerman, man. Somebody I used to work with, man. I found out she was listening to the show. Jen Washerman. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good.
And she don't even live in this state no more. So good for you for getting out.
Word.
Anyway, man. So let's get started, Smooth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to go with the last news last and the first news first with this story.
Okay.
So we have a new She-Hulk, Smooth.
Yes.
How was that? So it's starting to come to fruition, man.
It is.
You know, I've been worried about this thing, because you know how we in all the years we've been doing Fans of Patrol, we have reported some shit that has never happened.
You're right.
You know, I always bring it back to that when they announced Obi-Wan's daughter was going to be in the new Star Wars.
And Obi-Wan had a daughter?
No, dude. This is fake news.
That was
happening.
Right, yeah.
And they were saying a kid from Breaking Bad was going to be Luke's son. You remember all that fake Star Wars news?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, we learned as we were going on this show on how to start doing...
Yeah, ciphering. Yes.
Getting through the bullshit.
Right, yeah.
So we don't like to report no bullshit, because we used to take heat for that, you know.
Yeah.
And F you people who gave us heat, but it made us honest. So anyway, man. So Tatiana Maslin... Land's title role in a series. Now, I never watched Orphan Black, but I heard that she used to be on that show.
Okay.
This lady had been around for a long time, man, and I don't even know who this lady is. I never seen her in anything. What about you?
Negative. I haven't seen her either in anything. Like you said, the Orphan Black stuff, but I haven't watched that, so.
Oh, you didn't watch that?
Uh-uh, no.
Oh, okay, because I know that had a huge, you know, following and stuff, man.
Right.
That was the big deal for a lot of people.
Right.
It's one thing I can say about this lady, man.
Uh-huh.
She has a whole bunch of different looks, man.
Yeah.
You know, she looks old. She looks young. She's a blonde. She's a brunette. She, right. You know, she has so many different looks, man.
I've seen one picture where she had like the mohawk, like the punk rock style. Was that her or was that somebody else?
I don't know, dude. But
I think, yeah. Well, like you said, she can rock different looks. So, yeah, that's.
And I think she's Latina, you know, so.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
So, I Mark Ruffalo, who, in my opinion, mm-hmm. as far as Avengers go, the actors in Avengers, is turning out to be one of the most coolest MFs as a real person on the world, man. You know,
he ain't got no dick pics out here.
No.
Bruh.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Of course. You know what I'm saying? That's news.
Right? America's Yang is dangling. Right. We didn't see America's ass. Now we've seen America's dick pic.
Bruh.
Wonderful. I don't know, Smooth. I didn't want to see the dick pic.
I didn't look for it either.
No, you can keep it. Yeah. You know, I'm not into that stuff.
Right.
Ladies, man, you know.
Right. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Hanson. Well, yeah, I mean, she's nice, though. I mean, I haven't heard nothing bad about her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. It's not about being nice. Oh, it's okay. About he's down for the cause, man. You know, he's been at Black Lives Matter thing. He's real political and stuff. You know, he wants your boy out of here. I appreciate him, man. Mm-hmm. Very vocal. He don't give a shit. You know?
Right, yeah.
And so that's cool because he's from Kenosha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Really, you know. Said his town ain't never been on the news for nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he welcomed her to Marvel family, and we all believe that he's going to have at least something, you know, in there because if they go with the original story, which they could because it still would make sense.
They should. They need to.
I could see somebody giving her a blood transfusion with his blood only if he wasn't a party to it, like he was asleep or something because, you know, he didn't even want to get with
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah,
he didn't want to be shooting gamma jizz.
Yeah, you know, right.
Oh, God. I just poisoned her. She just died.
Right.
Oh, shoot. So I thought, man, I'm excited about She-Hulk, man. I love the character.
Yeah, I do too. Only thing is, I was wondering how they're gonna, you know, make the muscular She-Hulk because it was, you know.
I want them to do the old school.
What, CGI or have an actual?
Nah, you
lady.
You got a CGI here. The Hulk is CGI and it works.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It works.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she's not that. I think. Well, I don't know, man. What was the one chick that played? I'm sorry. What was the lady played in Deadpool?
Yeah. Oh, her.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gina. But she's still short.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, they can make her look bigger.
Don't do that. You know, no. Then you CGI-ing her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a little
bit. Look, just do a really good CGI, Dwayne, you know? Well, I want to see a 7-foot tall, you know, muscular but fine She-Hulk. Well, you can do that.
You don't think that there's one that exists, a 7-foot tall muscular woman?
They would have hired her if she could act and do everything. Okay, this is what they're doing.
Well, I mean, stunt doubles, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, they didn't hire a 10-foot.
Of course not.
Dude,
there's nobody
play the
Hulk. There's no one that exists like that.
They used to do it back in the day, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but he wasn't 7 foot. There you go.
Right. Those times are gone.
Wrestlers. Yeah. You know.
Dude, you look at the Hulk as a character, and you don't think for a moment when you watch those Avenger movies, oh, this is CGI. I mean, you just
No.
Your brain just goes for it, and you're just fine with it.
Right.
And if they can do him, they can do her.
Okay.
So,
well, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well,
I would like to hear a woman's opinion, though, on how, you know.
Well, you ain't getting one on this show.
Not on this show today. Not today.
So, there's some more Marvel news. Your boy, man, he getting around.
Who's that?
This is Jonathan Majors. He plays in Lovecraft's Country.
Oh, yeah.
He played in The Five Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
He's just rolling, and he landed a major role in Ant-Man.
Right.
Now, you know. Immediately, people started trying to speculate which character he's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if Marvel said anything about Kang, because I don't remember Kang being Ant-Man's villain.
Me neither.
I remember him being the Avengers villain.
Oh, yeah. Or wasn't he like Iron Man? Well, yeah. Kang, yeah.
Kang the Conqueror. Because he's too big of a villain. It's all about time travel. But I guess maybe because Ant-Man is dealing with a lot of time travel.
And
maybe.
The quantum. Yeah. Universe, whatever that is, the quantum realm.
I don't know if he's gonna be Kang. I mean, Kang is a cool ass character.
Yeah, he is.
And this dude, he don't even have to go to Marvel Pump You Up Camp because they keep managing to get his shirt off and everything
right,
he's in,
right.
And he's already a big. I mean, he's a cut muscular dude, man. Right. So and a pretty damn fine actor to boot. So
yeah,
welcome to the Marvel Universe,
yeah.
Mr. Majors.
Mr. Majors,
indeed. I'm really, really glad to see that, especially for pushing that diversity button. So, man, what else we got? We talking about this weekend. Oh, so we got this trailer, man. So something different popped up. What is it? Love and Monsters.
Love and Monsters.
Right. So, you know, I'm happy to see something new come around smooth, because this pandemic is, you know, we have our hot points, like, you know, with the Jamie Foxx movie. And then we have our low points. You know, we're like, oh, shit, ain't nothing going on. What are we going to talk about, you know? So production, I don't know if they actually started production on a lot of things now. But, you know, they released stuff that was been sitting around, like Tenet and New Mutants, were like we've already talked about. But, you know, I don't know. What does Netflix do? Do they have, like, shit just sitting in the vault?
Yeah, that is a good question, man. Because, like you said, it's stuff that pops up. And it's like, wow, when you guys was doing this? Because, exactly. You know, the pandemic is still here.
Yeah. Y'all finished the whole movie.
Finished the whole movie and shit. And it looks pretty damn good, you know. So, yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question.
So, man, what are you thinking about this Love and Monsters, man?
It is. I think it's a teenage movie. I think my son and my daughter would like it. I see it's PG-13. What I love.
So is every Marvel movie.
Well, yeah, that is true. But what I do love about these movies is the imagination of the monster. I want to see the different types of monsters and stuff like that.
Now, I just gotta say, since you brought up the monsters,
yeah.
Since you brought up the monsters, I think, you know, I mean, it's a Netflix show, so I guess they're only going so far with paying for CG monsters, because I think they all look CG, and I hate when they just all look CG, you know.
Oh, what do you want, live models or something?
No, well, sometimes that looks puppets? Better.
You want puppets?
Sometimes that look better. I'm just saying, it looked like they just said, make some 3D monsters, you know, everywhere right. You go, it's just, come on, Smooth, all the monsters look 3D, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, I mean, even with the oozing of the
Smooth. Let me rephrase that. Okay. Obvious 3D. They all look obvious.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of this stuff. Yeah.
And then I will say this about the show, the trailer. Hopefully I'm wrong, but it looks like they play the whole movie.
Well, you know what? I can see that. You know, you're right.
It looked like it gave you the beginning, the end, and the middle, everything.
Right. Yeah. He hooks up. Of course, he hooks up with a band of people that are.
Well,
you know,
we have Michael Rooker in this movie.
Yeah, you do.
We ain't seen him in a while.
And he looks pretty good, man. He looks young on this too. You know what I'm saying?
He actually looks like the same guy from Fantasy Island, is what he looks like, with a hat.
Oh, wait a minute, but he took his hat off, so yeah, his hairline is all the way back. I just seen
Shut
that.
Shut up, Smooth. Get out of here.
He looks older right now.
Bother that dude.
You know what I'm saying? He got a little dirt on his face. I couldn't tell the wrinkles and shit. But no, I mean, what I like is I like the little doggy. I like the doggy, you know what I'm saying? He looks like he's
very
smart.
Well, Smooth, hold up.
Uh-huh.
Is the dog going to make it? Because I was already breathing hard watching the trailer like the dog is not going to make it.
I think the dog will be. Yeah, I think they can't kill the dog, man. They already killed the dude's parents and his, and you know.
They killed Hooch from Turning Hooch.
Did they?
They killed Yeller from Old Yeller.
Disney did do that.
Yeah, they'll kill a dog in a second.
Yeah, dog is, he's expendable.
He's gone, you know. Right. You're like, damn, he killed the dog.
Right.
And then you got some of these movies where the dog makes it and almost nobody else does, you know.
Right.
You know, so I do like the scene where he holding the dog mouth closed from bark.
Right. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? That's there.
So either way, this is something that I'm interested in. Now, I will say this about this.
Uh-huh.
In a world where trailers and movies are vast, I wouldn't pay this no goddamn own attention.
Yeah.
But because we have been having these highs and lows of, you know, lots of movies and no movies, I would definitely want to give this a shot. This comes out soon, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
And it's right around the perfect time. It's Halloween.
Oh, Halloween-y.
Yeah, it's Halloween-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, love story. You got a love story. You got all the good elements.
I love when the parents get smashed by the critter in the beginning. I was
like, you like that shit?
Dude, it was
sick, man.
It shut the hell up.
I'm so sick. It
took me by surprise. It was like, uh-oh. Because it like instantly changed what this story was about.
Right.
You know, they're like, Dylan, get your shit. We're leaving. All of a sudden, boom. I'm like, oh, shit. He ain't going with them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So don't try to play me like I'm you.
I'm just saying. It's dark, man. You like that.
Dude, you didn't expect it.
You didn't.
And it changed the whole story in a second.
Yeah, it did. But he has one. But he has something to look forward to, though. He has some young buns he's trying to get to.
Those better be the buns of the century, going 85 miles in a roach-infested live-action type of thing.
Well, what else is there to live for? I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know, put yourself in his shoes. What else you got to live for? You got, I mean, besides just trying to live.
Yeah, I don't know. You know? But that's an awful risk.
It is awful risk.
And man, I'm going to tell you something else I think might happen in this.
What's that?
She's on the radio, and she keeps calling his name. Mm-hmm. And I got a feeling when he gets there, if he gets there, she gonna have a boyfriend.
Oh, that would suck.
Cause she's like,
I can see that.
She keeps calling his name. And they get cut out. She keeps calling his name and he get cut out. And then she had that crazy look on her face. I was like, oh, she probably got a husband and kids and all kind of shit.
That would be terrible.
Young bun smooth. I didn't say it. You said it.
That would be terrible though.
Oh shoot.
I hope not. It has to have a happy ending because it's, you know, like you said, his kids got killed. I mean, his parents got killed, and maybe the dog don't make it.
It could be like, hold up, Smooth. It could be like, what do you call it? Zombieland, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was just all bad.
It was.
Yeah, not to living in bathrooms and shit like that. Oh, boy. So I'm interested, unless they just release all the dope stuff and a pandemic go away. And they'll be like, right. This weekend, it's all in the theaters, all at once. We got Tenet. We got Scarlett Johansson and Black Widow. Have Wonder Woman. We have everything.
Morbius.
Yeah, I forgot all about Morbius.
Forgot about Morbius, baby.
I forgot about Morbius today, but I was thinking about Morbius earlier this week because I was reading some story about Jared Leto.
Okay.
In the new movie, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a Morbius movie just sitting around, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm in. Maybe we're doing it on the show.
Yeah, we might as well. Sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got those movies from Amazon coming out, those four Halloween-y movies.
Oh, that's right. From the Blumhouse, right?
Blumhouse.
Yeah.
So I say the best for last, Smooth.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
I had to try to say the best for last. The world was taken by storm the day before they released this because, of course, Disney announced they were going to release the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. And just find me a person, you know, to hell with them people. Well, because Tiff, it's funny, man. I'm glad Tiff not here.
Right, she doesn't like this.
Well, she watched a show or two.
Yeah, she only watched one, I think, because she couldn't get into it.
And even our buddy Liza Farrell is like, Tiff, you should watch
this.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Tiff is like, I don't know.
It's like the new,
know.
Like she says, the new Westerns, so to speak.
Tiff has such a weird taste.
Yeah, she does.
You know, it's like.
She liked Bill and Ted, though, right?
She loved it.
She loved Bill and Ted. It was like,
I'll take a baseball bat and beat all the VHS copies of it. I thought it was horrible. But anyway, for more of that, listen to last week's show.
Right.
So, man, they gave us our Mandalorian trailer, man. And
yes.
You know, I was just full of glee and liquor at the same time enjoying this. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, I was full of joy. I wasn't full of liquor. I wish I was full of liquor.
Hey, it was nice seeing an actual boat in Star Wars, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You know, man, instead of spaceships and shit.
Floating over the water or some shit. You know?
Also, it was interesting to see X-Wing fighters, man.
Real honest to God, dirty, beat up X-Wing fighters. And they look really hard because it's only like 7 years after the rebellion and they look that bad? Shit.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It must be an ass-kicking war. See, this is the time, and I'm about to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the time that if you want to do a new Star Wars movie, you shouldn't have went 30 goddamn years into the future. You should have started here.
Right.
You should have got... Bucky Barnes playing Stan.
Okay.
I mean, playing Luke Skywalker.
Okay, yeah.
You could have got Alderaan Ulrich playing Han Solo. He did a good job.
He did.
You could have got Millie Bobby Brown playing Princess Leia. She looked just like her, I'm sorry, as a young Carrie Fisher.
Oh, you could, yeah.
Exactly.
You sure could. Yeah,
and you could have just left off with gritty... Right. Oh, we kind of effed up with this new rebellion stuff because it ain't easy.
Yeah.
And it's the wild, wild west of being a Jedi, a smuggler, and a leader.
Right.
And started Star Wars here.
That must be war.
I'll be here all week. This is a good starting point.
As a Star Wars fan, this is what you want.
Right. You don't have to go too far back.
You don't want the clean and pristine prequels.
Right.
You don't need... And I love Ray and Finn. Right. I love Finn more than Ray, not because he's black, but I really loved his story.
Okay.
And yeah. I agree with that young man that they pushed his little story to the side.
They
after
did.
The first
yeah,
movie.
They did. Yeah, they did. He didn't even get to hook up with nobody, man. That's some bull crap, right, man.
Well, and so anyway,
yeah,
not
go
to
ahead.
Go down that, but right. this is the era of Star Wars you want to see. You know, rumor has it that they might have Sebastian Stan come in as young Luke, which would be perfect and stuff like that. I'm just speaking off the from rumors and stuff I heard. And so, I mean, that's the time that I want to see on the screen, this time right here. It is so perfect. Dude, my favorite time in this scene in this trailer, I love when the kid closes the shack.
Yeah, like he knows what
the whistling birds come.
It's about to go down. Yeah,
he activated those whistling birds, and he was like, "Oh, but dude, I watched it like 5 times smooth. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched it over and over when I was at work. Yeah.
And what do you think of those speeder bikes?
Speeder bikes is on point. Like you said, this is the perfect time.
I can't get enough of speeder
bikes.
Yeah,
this is the perfect time.
Look, scout troopers on speeder bikes, right. It's the best, man.
It's the best. Oh, especially God. If they have dialogue, too, like they did in the last one.
Dude, that Laurel and Hardy dialogue those two guys right. have. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
So is the kid dead? They were smacking the shit out of a little. Yeah. Well, it's not. I'm not gonna call him little baby Yoda because it's not baby Yoda.
That's what the kid. World calls him.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I'm starting to believe it is Yoda, only because of Star Wars Rebels. But it ain't been confirmed. You know, because they got into time travel.
Oh,
with Star Wars Rebels.
I don't.
No, it's a possible thing. No. That's canon, so it is a thing.
Yeah.
So it might be Yoda. Yoda might have grew up in the future and then went. I mean, because he's 900 years, you know.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
It might
be Yoda.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
So where does that leave us, man? I love this, man. Give me more of this.
Yes.
You know, we supposed to have this Obi-Wan thing that got shut down, and I think they want to almost reshoot the whole thing.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That's good.
Speaking of Obi-Wan, I just watched that. Apple Plus show that he did called From the Bottom to the Top or something like that.
Okay.
It's when him and his buddies on these e-motorcycles driving from the southernmost tip of South America on motorcycles all the way to LA.
Oh, really?
13,000 miles. I watched 3 episodes of that last night. Yeah, I mean, if you like motorcycles and adventures and shit like that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're gonna have some sore cheeks, boy.
And Ewan McGregor, believe it or not, he seems exactly like he is in the movies. Like, he's just really charming. Like,
oh, okay.
He never, it was one dicky move that him and his friend kind of said and did that I was like, oh, that was some dick shit, you know.
Right.
Other than that, they're pretty charming. I mean,
what was that movie where he's the dope head and forgot about that? What was
a dope head?
Yeah, he was
heroin addict.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot what that was. Yeah, it was Trainspot. Yeah, Transport. Train Spotters. Yeah,
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, Trainspotting. Yeah, yeah, that was yeah. It's the beginning one that was early, and then they redid it like not too long ago. I mean, they did a sequel to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah,
but yeah, man. So I watched that last night. That was my TV watching last night. I was sitting there watching this stuff, and actually, I had my whole family watching it. I don't know. It just got interesting because it's like really pretty, especially if you watch it on a good TV set. You know, watch it on a little bitty set. You know, watch it on good so you can be like, ooh, ah. Anyway, man.
Right.
You know, they have all these shows set, and so give me more of this, man. Look, this trailer would satisfy me even if it was a year out. I'd be like, okay, that's enough. I'm good. I can wait. You know, so good. X-Wings and.
Man,
scouter bikes,
and even those funny ass creatures that they have in the desert. You know, not the what is it? Banthas. Yeah,
Bantha. Yeah, and we found out that we know Jawas are not Tatooine only.
Okay,
but is sand people Tatooine only?
I would think so, because I mean, unless you captured one and. Or captured a couple.
You know, we always thought Jawas was that, but you know, we saw Jawas on this another planet with gray little uniforms on, which is hilarious.
TV.
Anyway, man, more of that, less of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, man, that's enough Star Wars.
You can never have enough Star Wars, but I feel what you're saying. Yeah, it's enough for you. Not, you know,
great trailer, and it comes out next month.
Yes, in October.
October 30th.
The time when you gotta start to hibernate.
Well, you got, there's going to be no trick or treat, so.
It might be some, like, little back alley type shit, you know, going on.
Oh, you know people are going to do wrong, all you evildoers out there, you Annie Max bastards. We know you're going to do what you want to do.
But see, the thing is, I think you can pull it off, though. I mean, I really do. If you, I really do, because you already have the mask on, and you just, you know, kind of tell people, look, one at a time, keep your distance, da-da-da-da. You know, you're going to have adults out there with the kids. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just point out.
Oh, okay.
The rednecks are not going to do their duties. The Trump supporter people are not going to do their duties. Brothers is not going to do their duties. The Latinos is not, I see people effing around everywhere. It ain't just one race or political affiliation or anything like that. Yeah. And everybody wants to point the finger at everybody else right now. I think we just hit 200,000 people dead in this country with that virus.
We did.
And people still effing around, man. And you can't blame one group of people, you know?
Right.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. And then, you know, and if I hear one person said my tyranny, I'll beat your ass, tyranny, my ass. No, you know what? Nazi Germany is tyranny. Slavery for 400 years is tyranny. Right. Wearing a goddamn ass is no tyranny. That's how privileged your ass is. And that goes for anybody, any color, if you think a goddamn ass is tyranny. Let me stop ranting. Goddamn, it's moving. Got me started now.
That goes to you, William Barr.
Shit. Bastards.
Yeah, all right.
Shit.
Enough of the political.
I know.
Yeah, this is a fun show. Trying to have fun here.
I get started sometimes, Smooth.
You know? I feel you. I mean, you know, you gotta get it out.
Just can't help but think this shit would have been over.
It would have been over if we had some common freaking sense.
Anyway, well, let's go to take a break. I'm gonna calm down and get me a chill pill, and we'll be right back. Calm down, man. I'm feeling good now, man. I'm feeling good.
Got it all out?
Got it out.
Okay.
That's all right. So we probably lost about a good 20, 30 fans, but we'll gain some 20, 30 fans. So.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
Oh, shit. We had lost a bunch of fans a couple weeks ago and stuff. And
yeah, it was Tiff's fault.
They would replace double. And so I was like, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Lose some, win some.
Right,
that's cool. Rather not lose any, but, you know.
It happens.
I kind of like being me, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, you gotta be real. Yeah. It helps you sleep better at night.
But you know, Smooth, sometimes keeping it real goes
wrong. Oh, yeah. Yes, it does. It does.
Anyway, babe. So this is our top five best worst superhero list, man.
Yeah.
And so this is gonna be fun, man. And this is, if you watch The Boys season one or, you know, a little bit of season two or both, this is what the inspiration of the list. This is what we do. We try to get inspiration from what we're doing, and that's how we make a list. If we're doing a list,
right?
We were doing the X-Files, but Tiff is not here, and I'm sure people want to hear her opinion about that more than me. So, you know, we'll do that when she comes back.
Yep.
So, man, it's time for the list, Dwayne. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Remember that song? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that was the stuff right there.
Okay, now we just lost some viewers. Okay. Let's go. So, Smooth.
Yes,
if people never heard this show, part of the show before, what we do is we take a list. We do a countdown. And we go from the top of the list, from the bottom of the list to the top.
Right.
So if we do the best of the best of the best, our best would be the last thing we would mention.
Right.
If we do the worst of the worst of the worst, the worst would be the last thing. The worst of the worst of the worst would be the last thing.
Right.
So let's start at number five, Smooth.
Okay.
Now, this can go from anything. I didn't put no parameters. This could be movies. This could be comics. This can be novels. But right. But it has to be a superhero and not a complicated superhero, you know, like, right. It's a definite bona fide superhero.
Okay.
What do you got at number five?
Number five, I think me and you probably got the same one, or he's going to be on your list. It's going to be Hancock.
Oh, wow. Well, I forgot all about Hancock. He's a pretty shitty superhero.
He's a shitty superhero. He was definitely a shitty superhero. Will Smith, Hancock. He got drunk. He didn't give a damn. He didn't care about.
He kind of redeemed himself in the end.
He did redeem himself at the end, but at the, you know, in the beginning, that's what was so great about it, because he was, like you said, It's somebody that has superpowers that just...
Hey, he also had a reason for being shitty.
He had a reason for being... What somebody died? What? Somebody died?
He had amnesia and couldn't remember who
right.
he was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. That little kid he threw in the air was the funniest
that
shit.
That was the greatest.
Oh, man. And then when he stopped the train, they was like, well, why didn't you just move the car out the way? You know, the bus out the way. Hey, he caused all that damage.
Nobody had respect for him.
Nobody. They hated him, man.
That little kid called him a butthole in the, right in the first
right,
scene.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he was, though.
He's like, what are you looking at? What do you want, a cookie?
He was, and he just studied, man. He was just getting chewed on the part, bitch, man.
Dude,
was funny,
they showed
man,
you how
man.
Bad he was when he grabbed that car full of that Asian gang, and they just throwing them all over the place.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, they could have just got murdered at any moment. He just did not care.
Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, yeah, he would be, yeah, number five. With
hey, Hancock, Smooth, man. He's not on my list. Great effing choice.
Oh, wow. Well, I just knew he was going to be on, you know. That's like when you said the worst of the worst. That's the first person that popped in my head, you know.
No, obscure stuff started popping in my head. So. Okay. Mine is a superhero that many people don't like. I tried to, like, toggle this between DC and Marvel and stuff. Mm. So, this is Matter Eater.
Okay.
He's from the Legion of the Superheroes. And he eats stuff. And
yeah, right.
That's his power.
Right.
And, you know, if you're from the Legion of Superheroes, then you get the ring and you can fly. But, yeah, so they're you know, eating bars, eating.
I've seen him, too.
It's so stupid. It's like, and you're a hero, you know?
Yeah.
No, like, you're goddamn Pac-Man is what you are, you know? What
are you talking about? Yeah, they showed him eating dirt. Like, you can make tunnels and shit, just eating dirt.
Yeah, just, you know, just... What the hell? It's almost as bad as that Artemis Fowl shit where the guy dropped his drawers and ate all the dirt.
That's what I was thinking
just
of.
Just farted all the dirt behind him like a weed
like
whacker
a mole,
or something.
Like a mole or something.
Like a no, he was more like a tree chipper.
Yeah.
Going in one end and everything flying out the other.
Right.
But no, Matter Eater is terrible. And I was like, why would you? I mean, what? This just must have been just clowns having fun, just thinking of the most stupidest stuff they can think of.
Yeah, they were high.
And this was way back in the day, too. So, you know, Matter Eater is mine.
LSD and shrooms.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, you know, artiste. We know about you, artiste. So, Smooth, number four.
Number four for me would be Eric Cartman, the Coon. Now, this is South
Cartman.
This is South Park.
Oh, okay.
And then in South Park, you probably didn't watch it. But
is
South,
he a real superhero?
No, that's the... Well... But like you said, this list is quirky because you know what I mean, because like you said, the top five best worst superheroes.
I'm not gonna crap on your list. Go ahead.
He was Cartman. If anybody watches South Park, you know Cartman is a shitty guy. He's funny as hell, but he is the worst. He's obnoxious. He's a narcissist. He's everything. He's every adjective you can think of. And when he was the Coon, which is he dressed himself as a raccoon. And he ran around South Park, you know what I'm saying, trying to save like these little stupid crimes that was happening. And then it had the Coon and Friends where he had everybody would dress up as their superhero, you know, superheroes or whatever. And they kicked him out the group, but they still kept the name Coons and Friends just to piss him off. You know what I'm saying? Like the dude would have he would rent out the hotel lot, you know, the hotels for like Comic Cons or whatever, and thinking that nobody knew his identity, and everybody knew it's like, dude, we know it's you because you rented it out for this other event, you know what I'm saying? And nobody came, and same thing here. So yes, Eric Cartman, the Coon, he is my number four. He is one of the worst superheroes.
I like Eric Cartman. Okay, so wow. Okay, so this is mine. Now, if you remember back in the 2000s, where they did the original Civil War in Marvel, they had the initiative, and with the Dark Avengers, they were putting Avengers all around in every state. That was the initiative, to have 50 states of Avengers. You know, right. Cleveland had, you know, one, blah, 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 blah. And one of the people was in the Great Lake Avengers. Terrible. Yeah. It was called Leather Boy.
Leather Boy.
He looked like a reject from the Village People. He had a hat and a ball in his mouth and leather chaps and shit.
I seen that shit. Yeah, he was.
It was effing terrible, man. It was like, what the fuck? What? Come on, y'all. Are y'all even trying?
Oh,
and the point was to make it that all the other, you know, that the Avengers, no matter what you do, are, you know, it's going to be the best of the best.
Right, right, right.
You can dress up in the suit all you want, but they had like all these superheroes that had these weird ass powers that didn't make sense.
What was his power?
Dude, I barely remember. I just remember seeing his ass in the Great Lakes
Avengers.
He had
a gag ball. He had a ball.
He had a gag ball. And it was just like, what the hell is he supposed to do? I think he had something to do with having rough skin or some shit like that.
But he was an SMM character.
Yes,
almost.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
You ain't lasted what, one issue maybe?
Well, no, those Avengers stories lasted for a while, you know, because they had all these Avengers in every state. That was supposed to be the whole thing. And that, you know, so thank God.
He was part of the Lake Erie crew?
He was the Great Lake Avengers.
Great Lakes. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, like all the stuff around the Great Lakes, like the cities didn't have their own ones. They just put them all in one thing, you know. Yeah. And that was their area, you know. Dumb as hell.
Dumb as hell.
Okay, so your number three?
My number three would be Superior Spider-Man.
You think he's terrible?
Well, Doc Ock, yeah.
You know, that's actually a good pull because he was effing evil the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though he fought crime, but like you said, he was beating the shit out of people, man.
He was a complete dick,
He was a complete asshole, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when, you know, for those who may not know, this, you know, Doc Ock took over Spider-Man's body, but he tried to redeem himself.
It's only because of that lady.
Oh yeah, only because I forgot her name.
I forgot her name too.
Yeah, she was like she was short, right?
Yeah,
she was like, yeah. She
he loved her dirty bathwater.
Loved that lady. You know what I'm
saying? She was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah, but he went as Peter Parker. He went and got his. He went and got his, finished his school up and started a.
Made him a sweet businessman with a bunch of money.
With a bunch of money, but he still fought crime because he tried to redeem himself. He tried to go a different path, but he was still Doc Ock.
And he was such a dick. Be gone, fools. I am here. Right, you can leave now. And they were like, why is he talking like that?
Yeah, because he's Spider-Man. Like, yo, we're, you know, he was, man, he beat the shit out of, what's her name? Black Cat. Black Cat.
He beat the shit. Yeah, turned her into a villain
yeah,
for real.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Beat the hell out of her.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. God damn, Smooth, your list is good.
Oh, thank you.
Mine is stupid so far. No, but my superheroes, them superheroes are dumb.
Yeah, right. They are dumb. Yeah, they are dumb. But no, I was thinking more of, like you said, the word, like, as you're a superhero, but not giving a shit.
I don't agree with you with the Cartman, but those other two, yes. Okay, so this one's gonna make people mad, but I don't give a damn. This is my opinion. I can say what I want to say. It's my prerogative. Mm-hmm.
Can I guess?
What?
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl, my chap.
I knew it. I was gonna put her on here too. But.
Stupidest shit ever. And no matter how y'all try to make the character in redeeming and endearing, it's dumb. The power of the squirrel. I mean, took down Thanos once with a nut. Just stupid shit.
Well, she didn't. Who gave us the whole insight? I forgot.
I don't know.
He was on the show.
I know about Squirrel Girl myself. I always try to ignore her. You know, she came around the time that the initiative, that's when she started getting popular.
Right.
You know, it was like, Squirrel Girl? And I'm like, I used to just ignore, like, oh, somebody tripping. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Marvel will do that. They'll throw in some shit and you'll never see that character ever again in ink.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think the whole concept is just dumb.
It's dumb. Well, she's unbeatable, right? Unbeatable Squirrel
Girl.
See
what I'm saying? The hell?
Yeah, she hasn't lost the fight.
Go away with this goddamn Roten Girl. Get out of here. It's just stupid as hell. So I don't think I need to
go any further with it. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't see it's stupid. Yeah, I don't see the draw or anything with it. But
I talking about doing a Squirrel Girl movie and all this shit.
Oh my gosh, man. It have to be a comedy.
It ain't even funny.
It would have to be. That's the only way way you see it. She's on the lines of I know you're gonna put this other dude. That's why I'm not even gonna put
it's
him.
It's just dumb, man.
I'm not even gonna say him yet.
It's just dumb. I think Squirrel Girl is the stupidest, and I cannot get into it. I don't wanna see. That's the kind of shit you just hope will go away, but it just doesn't. It's like a Justin Bieber. He comes around and he was like, ooh, hopefully he won't last long. He's still around.
Man, he got dough too. He got a mustache now too.
Oh, he can go to hell. Go ahead, Smooth. What's your number two?
My number two.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the Hulk when he was the world breaker, when he came back from Planet Hulk.
Really?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. But he wanted to get the people that sent him away,
Wow, I'm going to disagree with you on this
which
one.
Which was Black Bolt. Well, yeah, he beat the shit out of Black Bolt. He messed up Doctor Strange. I think he broke his hands, didn't he?
Yeah.
He messed up Reed Richards. I don't think, did he get to Professor X?
I don't know.
I don't think he got to Professor X.
I don't remember.
I think Tony, yeah, and then he was going after Tony Stark, but the Sentry had to calm him down. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but when the Hulk was world breaker and he came back, now you know he wasn't having any shit. But go ahead and give me your.
My number two is the comedian.
Oh yeah.
I hate his rapist ass. I find nothing.
Great. That is a good pick.
I have nothing to endearing to say about him. He's not funny. I don't find any. You know, you're a rapist, man. That's it.
You're right, man. I didn't even think of the Watchmen. Yeah,
and all the people he was killing in Vietnam and all that shit.
Yeah, he was shitty, man.
Yeah, I hate this dude.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I effing hate the comedian, dude. He's like he's so close to number one.
Oh man, he was shitty, man. Yeah, that was a good pick right there. He was a piece of shit.
Did you do your number two?
My number two was the Hulk.
Yeah. Okay, so you're number one, dude.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Iron Patriot.
Really? Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when they did the whole Thunderbolt thing and, you know, he tricked all of America to thinking that, you know, he was with the fame from killing the...
you could have just went down the list and that whole Dark Avenger saga.
Dark Avenger, man, yeah. When he killed the Skrull Queen or whatever she was, and he eliminated S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was the head of security and all that shit and put all his cronies in there.
Yeah,
he put Venom as Spider-Man, Dakin as Wolverine, Moon, whatever her name was.
Yeah, Moon Dragon.
Moon Dragon as Marvel, Miss Marvel, and he did his thing. Oh yeah, Ares was supposed to be like the new Thor.
Well, no, he was just the god of war.
Ares. Yeah, he was a god, but yeah,
he was the mythic muscle, I guess.
Right.
Yeah,
but, yeah, but you know, he's, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, he.
That's a good one, Smooth.
Yeah, yeah. Osborn was a piece of shit, and he had them all kill each other. Yeah. Oh yeah, and Bullseye was Hawkeye. Right.
So, do you have an honorable mention?
Honorable mention would be Howard the fucking Duck.
I almost put him on my list.
Yeah, he's like Howard the Duck was, even though he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, I mean, it means
so much to Smooth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the movie was. I'm sorry, he's not from Cleveland, Ohio, but the movie was played.
You know,
Cleveland,
I thought about putting him on my list, but I didn't because I said, you know what? If you read Howard the comic book, he has so much surly comedy in him that I can deal with him.
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, the dude is funny. You know, and he's not in a Daffy Duck kind of funny way.
Right.
Okay. So
you're number one,
Homelander.
Yeah.
I effing hate his rapist ass.
Yeah, and
maybe that's a common theme with me. But he's just the worst. He's like the worst thing on the planet, dude. I mean, there's so many shitty superheroes. Like, I thought about putting Superman from Superman 3, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, when he was getting drunk and shit. Yeah, right. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was fucking great, man. He was.
What are you looking at?
Yeah. He had sex and stuff. That shit was crazy.
Homelander is just the worst, man. And I want him taken down so bad, so hard. But he's so powerful, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hate him, I think, above all. Mm. My honorable mention is the Sentry, bro.
That's a good one.
Yeah, almost.
But he has mental issues, though, so you got to kind of...
Give a fuck? You got that much power killing people? And, I mean, tore Loki in half, bro.
Yeah, but he has a mental problem. I don't care. I mean, you know, that's how I learned about mental problems and mental issues.
F-Bob, I don't like him.
I hate
Homelander, and I hate Bob, especially because he just let himself be totally manipulated by Norman.
Yeah, he did.
You know, man, and have they brought him back yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't read a book in a while. I got to get back on it.
Yeah. Well, there y'all have it, man. Yeah. Those are our lists with our two honorable mentions, our two cheats, you know.
Yeah.
And there's plenty more that could have went on this list. Plenty.
Plenty, yeah.
But when you got somebody like Matter Eater and Leather Boy, I got to put him above the Hulk and shit. Like, I mean, they just worse than worse. They so bad, they ain't even worth storylines.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Terrible.
No, well, yeah, I was trying to parallel with, you know.
No, I'm glad our list was different.
Boys, yeah.
That's great. So anyway, man, that's going to do it. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with The Boys, Season 2. All right, back for the final section here, man. And we're doing The Boys, Season 2. So, action, comedy, crime, sci-fi, 2020... We also had The Boys Season 1, 2019. TV ultra heavy duty, redunculus, get the hell back, get your kids out the room, mature.
Yep.
1 hour episode pretty much. Stars Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, Anthony Starr. Y'all know I'm about to stop, right? Because there's so many damn people in this thing.
Right.
Her name is Erin Mahorty, Dominique McElliott, Jesse Usher, Lays Alonzo, Chance Crawford, and let's see, Tomer Capone. It's a lot of people in this damn thing, y'all. So just, you know. So before we get started 100%, it's time for one.
Word. I'm going to say ultimate.
Ultimate. Got to explain.
Ultimate. This is the ultimate show.
Oh.
This is the ultimate.
Oh, you're giving it the ultimate accolades.
Yes, ultimate accolades. I'm mad at myself that I wasn't hip to this.
I knew early. Your ass would love it. I said, yeah. That's how I told your ass.
Yeah,
I
you
said,
did, yeah.
I was like, you?
And I blame you for not going even harder. You know what I'm saying? Even you like, yo, man, just forcing me to watch this
dude,
shit, man.
I told you.
This shit is great.
I'm like, wow, Smooth, you yeah. haven't watched this?
This shit is awesome, man.
And
ultimate show. This is the ultimate show.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have a strong emotional, you know, response to it.
Yeah.
My one word, I don't remember my one word for season one. I should have went back and listened to what was my one word for season one.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I can just say is, damn.
Yeah.
And I mean, damn.
And a good, yeah, the good damn.
It's both. Because you know me, this shit bothers me, man. Because it's a lot, you know, I don't like all this ultraviolet. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and on the first show, they just, woo, they just show you so much. You're just like, damn. That's all I kept saying the whole time. Damn. That's why my one word is damn. So, let's hit the spoilers so we can get into this thing. So, you did go watch season one, huh?
Hell yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I watched that in 2 days.
Oh, it don't take long for the show to get you.
Yeah, right.
Because I set out to watch episode, the 1 and 2 of season 2
mm-hmm.
on Thursday, and I was going to do the next 2 on Friday.
Yeah.
And I watched everything, like all 5 episodes was on Thursday, and I just watched them all, you know, and I was just like, well, I might as well keep on going. It's infectious. And it's a real trip that I like this because I really don't like this, you know. But
yeah, the violence.
But I like it.
Yeah.
It's an awesome story.
It's just, it's not senseless, put it that way. It all makes sense. It all has some, you know.
Well, I didn't, in season one, I didn't need to see the entire lady explode in the first scene, you know.
I
didn't need to see her arm, a little bit much. You could have just had people cover their face in the old days, like, oh no! You know, and then maybe see the aftermath. I was like, so it's very gratuitous violence.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, picking up from last season, you know, our boys are in a bad spot.
Yeah,
they live in it with them gang members. I feel so bad for Huey because everything just went wrong for him.
Yeah,
and he's the hope of the group. You know, he always has the hope, but he got effed so bad by Billy Butcher at the end of the last season and shit. He ready to just beat his ass every time he sees him.
Right,
Billy is missing, playing like he did, but Billy is having trouble because you know Homelander messed him up, showing him the lady and the girl. The boy,
his wife, showing the wife and the bastard's kid.
Yeah, so we're goddamn Smooth. You had to go hard for like the show there, right? Goddamn Smooth. So where are you at with the beginning of how they led off Smooth?
It's great actually. I mean, I'm trying to remember how
they were so living with the gang members and stuff.
They're living with the gang members. They're wanted, right? They big time wanted. Their faces everywhere except for Frenchie, because you know nobody knows who he is.
And kind of the woman too, because they're like, and this woman,
So I mean,
Kimiko,
yeah, she's a badass.
She's Wolverine,
Yeah. But no, I'm liking it because you know they got to lay low, and like you said, my man, he has nothing. What's his name? Huey. Yeah, he can't talk to his dad. He can't talk to Starlight. And
I tell you, who has a real shitty deal?
Mother's Milk.
Who is the Mother's Milk?
The black guy.
No, I'll tell you who has the really shitty. I think Starlight has the worst deal in this whole thing.
Oh yeah,
she living every day in fear with that. Listen, even if she didn't betray them, I couldn't live nowhere with Homelander, man.
Man,
that motherfucker crazy. And you think he gonna kill you, dude? Disagree with him? It's like the Trump administration. If you disagree, your ass is out. But you dying with this dude?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, he's a monster. And so you know his girl is gone and Smooth. I told you about that titty milk. I told you.
Oh, that shit was so gross.
I told you about that titty milk, man.
When that shit happened, I'm like, oh, this is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Cringe.
I wish Tiff was here because we debated. Because I was like, Tiff, he always laying in her lap looking at the boobies.
Yeah,
I was like,
right, yeah.
I was like, he wants some of that titty milk because she was like breastfeeding her kid at the time. And this dude done saved some. He in there just getting off on it. Oh my God.
Oh man, he heated it up. Yeah, and just, oh, that was
Homelander is the worst.
He is the worst.
So then our boy Billy Butcher comes back, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's back in the scene and come in. What a spectacular asshole this guy is.
He is
just a strutting peacock, biggest asshole. I love it. I know it. And if you don't like it, kiss my ass. You know,
he uses the C word relentlessly.
Oh
he
my
just,
God.
It just flows.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the Fast and the Furious because of when his aunt showed up, you mm-hmm. know, and they were both like just street British people, you know what I'm saying, to the max, you know, just C wording it down, both of them, right, you know. Right. So, you know. The boys is in bad shape. Everything is going wrong. But when Billy comes back, man, they're following Billy. And Huey is like, you sons of bitches. I've been having a plan.
Yeah, I've been trying to hold it down, you know.
So I knew Starlight's plan wasn't going to work, man. You know, once he found the...
What is that?
Once she released the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The, what do you call it, VX or something like that? Or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called.
I knew that it was going to... Because it's early in the season, you know. Mm. And I knew that... It was going to have an impact, kind of like the way shit does now. You know, somebody lies, sells a bunch of bullshit, and all of a sudden everybody go crazy about it. Then within 3 days, it's over with. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something else. So our boy is in it from Dean Big Brother Almighty, who making yes. all the money in the world. He's on Mandalorian.
Man.
He's on, what's his name? Giancarlo Esposito. I don't know why I have such a hard time remembering his name,
right, yeah.
but he's a top actor, man, and he's always brings it. And I just knew that the chairman of the board, I think he got some kind of like kill switch on them bastards. You know, they mentioned it in the first season,
uh-huh.
you know, with the VX and stuff. I think he can press a button and disintegrate them bastards some kind of way. Because he ain't afraid of him, man.
Well, you know what? I think he has more as a Black Noir. I think that, you know, I think he has more control over Black Noir.
No. He does stuff for him.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think he's just not really afraid of Homelander. I think he got a switch he can hit.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think these cats is invulnerable as they are, man.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Would you make a weapon without a safety, ever?
Hell no. Nah.
Thank you. It doesn't make any sense. Right, yeah, right. I'm just saying. And this guy is nobody's dummy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I would never make a gun without a safety switch.
Well, only thing that the weakness I know that what's his name has, Homelander has, is his ego. It has to constantly be stroked.
Yeah. And so speaking of that, we get introduced to the Stormfront, the new character.
Hoo-hoo,
and I hate her from the first moment she come on the phone.
Man, she is a cocky ass bitch.
Now, we thought she was just going to be like a feminist, liberal, you know, a foil to Homelander's basically he's Donald Trump with superpowers, you know.
Right, yeah.
And then I thought they had a foil. I said, okay, so now they're going to get the most liberal person they can find to put her to be a foil to him. And she's, right. you know, she's going to have big time superpowers because nobody knows nothing about her and she just comes without any vetting.
And
so you're like, okay, we know she's going to be probably as powerful as him, but. You know, with the reveal, one, that she was this old superhero.
Yeah, she was Liberty.
And that she was a effing worse. She's just as bad as he is.
Yeah, she was racist as hell.
She's racist as hell.
Right.
Which isn't.
Right.
But she, with the killing of people, you know, he took the whole plane down. So, you know.
Yeah, that was some.
He doesn't intentionally kill people. He does. He truly don't give a f about people.
Right, but like you said, if it happens, it's like, oh well.
Right.
Yeah.
She purposely went in there because the first black kid she killed was totally unnecessary.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. The dad. And then you know the apartment. Yeah. The whole complex. That whole
59
project.
59 people she murdered in
people,
there.
People, man. She just running through the hallways, just blasting.
You know,
Yakito, whatever.
Right. Then you say the brother back in the day.
Right. Yeah.
That was her brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Old girl's brother. Yeah.
Murdered him for no reason. Man, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
She's out there hunting.
Right.
So I want to know what's the story when she, why did she disappear for so long, you know?
Right, yeah.
If you got superpowers that you don't get old, nobody would care.
True,
right?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it probably was a civil rights thing and It's probably got, I don't know. But yeah, we'll find out. It's a deep story. But this shit is great, man.
Yeah, it's deep, Smooth. It's deep. Deep.
Yeah, and I love when they was doing the interview. And fast forwarding a little bit, they did the interview and it's like, well, only a few, like 80-some% of white people got this drug, but only 6% black and only 2% Latino.
Sounds like a corporate plan to me.
Right, yeah, exactly. So why would it distribute it like this?
It makes me wonder what her motive. I think she wants to take over Vault.
Oh yeah, she wants to take them down, I think.
No, I don't think she wants to take them down.
She just wants to take them over.
I think she wants
to
take them over.
The head.
Yeah, I think she wants to be the head. And Homelander, he's just such an ego trip. He's just too stupid to realize.
Right, yeah.
Now, if he finds out about it, what is he going to do about it? Because he can't even hurt her.
Yeah, because she is. They had that ill-ass sex scene where, you know, they like to beat each other up and stuff.
He gave her full beamers on her beamers.
On her beamer, yeah. She told him to.
And guess what? Nothing.
I mean, it, you know, charred a little bit, but I'm pretty sure it's going to heal.
I wonder how Kimiko will do against her.
Well, we've seen what Kimiko will do against her. She can't. She can hold her own for a little bit, but she'll.
But Kimiko can't be killed either.
That is true, because she heals.
Yeah, she will heal. Even being a bloody mess, she'll heal.
She'll heal up, yeah.
You know, so I'm just like, ugh. It's bad, man. That little screw scene, they showed him up in the air and stuff. Man, I was like,
that shit was funny.
I don't want to see this.
But it was.
I don't want to see this.
It was funny, though. You know what I mean?
It was like. Looking at two old people screw. Not that she looked bad or he looked bad, but they was just such the worst people in the world screwing.
Yeah, right. Okay, I see what you're saying. I was just like, you don't want to see it. Yeah, it's no enjoyment of that.
I don't want
to
see this.
Was it worse than old girls sitting on dude's head and exploding it?
For me? That was worse. God, it was disgusting, man. You know, you're horrible, Smooth.
Oh my goodness, man. That shit, I'm like, oh my goodness. But that was jaw dropping for me. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, so. I'm just saying. I didn't expect that. That's something I did not expect.
Hey, Smooth.
Yes.
I hate all the violence, but this show wouldn't be what it is without the violence.
Right.
And so I dig it like a mother puss bucket. But I said that about season one, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think season two is ramped up from season one so far.
Well, season one to me had a little more action, a little more violence.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it's better.
Oh, it's better. Oh, yeah.
I think the season is way better because it's way more tension. It started from day one with tension. Right. See, the first season, they was just like, hey.
Oh, I had to build.
You had to find out that these guys wasn't the greatest and stuff. And what the hell is going on with the Deep, dude? What the hell?
Oh, dude, he's Aquaman. Basically, if he's Aquaman, this is how Aquaman would really be treated.
Dude,
I
felt so bad for the whale, dude.
That was the one time where I seen Deep was like, oh, this dude, he's a badass. But but when my man the Butcher just read, I seen it coming too. Like, man, don't put that whale right there. And the thing is, why didn't you have the whale capsize the boat? You could have had it do that.
Just go under the boat.
Yeah, go under the boat and capsize it. But, you know,
you could have sprung in the water and caught them yourself.
Exactly.
Because he's an asshole and dumb, and he's an F up.
Yeah,
So I think that's about it, Smooth. We can like fanboy over this thing all day, man.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to talking about more of it as a season. Maybe we should start a new section called The Catch Up and talk about a bunch of the shit that we've been watching. It used to be what you're watching, but we don't really do it that much no more.
Well, yeah, we can do that. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, man, that's going to do it, man. We came here to do the goddamn thing, and we got it done, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my my Smooth co-host, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell Smooth, not Dwayne. And it was great to be here.
Indeed. Yeah. Some great topics today. Yeah, so, we're gonna take off, and we thank you for the pleasure of your time. I heard that on the news. I was like, oh, that's so nice. Anyway, until next week, we will be
on patrol.